Listening task 1. Exam practice. Exercise 1.
Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
When I was 16, I decided to leave school and get a job. I really wanted my independence and to earn some money. I got a job in a factory and worked really, really hard there for years, until my first book was published, in fact. My advice to 16-year-olds today is don't do that. Stay at school as long as you can. Go to university if you can. And when it's time to enter the world of work, find something you love doing. Life's too short to spend all day doing a job you hate.
Speaker B.
I loved my first job. I worked in a cafe all summer. I was 16, so full of energy and excitement. It was a great summer. My boss, Mrs. Taylor, was really nice, and I made lots of friends. We worked hard and had loads of fun too. Of course, if the customers liked me, they gave me a nice tip at the end of the meal. Well, they seemed to like me. By the end of the summer, I'd saved up enough money to go on a really nice trip to France with my best friend. Fantastic!
Speaker C.
We lived in a small village, so it was difficult to find a job in the holidays. But I wanted to earn some money and didn't want to sit around doing nothing all summer. So I asked my dad if I could borrow some of his gardening equipment. And I set up my own little gardening service. I got some leaflets printed and handed them out. People would phone up and ask me to come and tidy their gardens or cut their grass. I didn't earn a huge amount, but it was great fun, and I learned a lot about the world of work.
Speaker D.
I thought that you just sit behind the cash desk all day. Wait for customers to come up, take their money, give them a receipt, and put their clothes in a bag. But there's a lot more to it than that. It was a real eye-opener. You have to make sure you've got enough stock, decide where to put things around the store, make sure the window display is attractive, millions of things. Even today, I still use many of the skills I acquired that summer.
Speaker E. When I was 18, I got a temporary job working for an insurance company for the summer. To be honest, before I started, I was dreading it. The idea of sitting at a desk all day dealing with paperwork, awful. But actually, it was a lot more interesting and enjoyable than I'd imagined. I made some good friends there and learned a lot about the insurance business. I'd rather do something like that than work as a builder. It's not exciting or very creative, but it can be fascinating at times. Speaker F.
I'll never forget how nervous I was. I'd only been there a year, but I'd learnt a lot in that time and done a great job. So I thought it was only fair. And there's no harm in trying, is there? So I went in and Mr. Jenkins asked me if I was enjoying the job. I told him I was thoroughly enjoying it, but I now had a lot more responsibilities than when I started, so I wondered if it would be possible to increase my salary a bit. He looked at me and said, "Yes, I think you deserve it. Well done for asking."
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
When I was 16, I decided to leave school and get a job. I really wanted my independence and to earn some money. I got a job in a factory and worked really, really hard there for years, until my first book was published, in fact. My advice to 16-year-olds today is don't do that. Stay at school as long as you can. Go to university if you can, and when it's time to enter the world of work, find something you love doing. Life's too short to spend all day doing a job you hate.
Speaker B.
I loved my first job. I worked in a cafe all summer. I was 16, so full of energy and excitement. It was a great summer. My boss, Mrs. Taylor, was really nice, and I made lots of friends. We worked hard and had loads of fun too. Of course, if the customers liked me, they gave me a nice tip at the end of the meal. Well, they seemed to like me. By the end of the summer, I'd saved up enough money to go on a really nice trip to France with my best friend. Fantastic!
Speaker C.
We lived in a small village, so it was difficult to find a job in the holidays. But I wanted to earn some money and didn't want to sit around doing nothing all summer. So I asked my dad if I could borrow some of his gardening equipment, and I set up my own little gardening service. I got some leaflets printed and handed them out. People would phone up and ask me to come and tidy their gardens or cut their grass. I didn't earn a huge amount, but it was great fun, and I learned a lot about the world of work.
Speaker D.
I thought that you just sit behind the cash desk all day, wait for customers to come up, take their money, give them a receipt, and put their clothes in a bag. But there's a lot more to it than that. It was a real eye-opener. You have to make sure you've got enough stock, decide where to put things around the store, make sure the window display is attractive. Millions of things. Even today, I still use many of the skills I acquired that summer.
Speaker E. When I was 18, I got a temporary job working for an insurance company for the summer. To be honest, before I started, I was dreading it. The idea of sitting at a desk all day dealing with paperwork. Awful. But actually, it was a lot more interesting and enjoyable than I'd imagined. I made some good friends there and learned a lot about the insurance business. I'd rather do something like that than work as a builder. It's not exciting or very creative, but it can be fascinating at times. Speaker F.
I'll never forget how nervous I was. I'd only been there a year, but I'd learnt a lot in that time and done a great job, so I thought it was only fair. And there's no harm in trying, is there? So I went in and Mr. Jenkins asked me if I was enjoying the job. I told him I was thoroughly enjoying it, but I now had a lot more responsibilities than when I started, so I wondered if it would be possible to increase my salary a bit. He looked at me and said, "Yes, I think you deserve it. Well done for asking."
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.